Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Galatians, the fifth chapter, and the sixth chapter go together. In chapter 5, verse 6, he said it, we just quoted it, faith works by love. Verse 13, brethren, you've been called to liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh to just get what you want, but use your liberty to do what? By love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in this one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Then he talks about walking in the spirit versus walking in the flesh, and he mentions the works or manifestations of the flesh and the manifestation or works of the spirit, fruit of the spirit. And without going into detail, can you see that none of the works of the flesh are love sowing? Are they? What are they? Works of the flesh are manifest these. Adultery. Can you commit adultery in love?
No.
No, you can't. You're not trying to give that person something. You want something. Right? Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Strife. Seditions. Heresies. Are you wanting to sow something to people in any of these things? Envyings, murders. See, murder is one of the ultimate acts of this. You are taking somebody's life from them. That's how much of a taker you are. You're a taker. Well, the devil is the taker, isn't he? He wants to take everything, steal everything, destroy everything. God is the giver. I'm not a child of the taker. I'm a child of the giver.
Yes.
The great giver.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what does that make me and you?
Giver.
We are giver children.
Yes.
Of a giver God.
Yes.
God is the greatest giver.
Yes.
Of all.
Yes.
If I had time, I went through last night, or this morning I guess, and looked through at all the places where God said, I give you this. I give you this. I give you this. Bible's full of it. He is the giver. And it's what he delights in. This is his hobby. This is his recreation. This is his enjoyment. What?
Giving.
He loves to do it. This ministers to him when somebody will let him give them new life. Give them healing. Give them the meeting of the needs. Give them joy. Give them peace. It blesses him. He gives to you and he goes, ha, I like that. Oh, look how happy they are. Oh, look at them, look at them. Do you understand? God is not unfeeling, way off, and cannot be touched. No, Jesus is touched even with the feelings of our weaknesses and infirmities. How much more our faith? When we jump and shout around here and go, whoo, 43 seats. He likes that. That makes him happy. He goes, look at that. Look at that. Look how they shout over 43 seats. Because to him, what's 43 seats? I mean, that'd be a quarter of a BB, I guess, but not that much. But he is happy that we receive from him. We've received. And as soon as our faith increases, we'll receive more and make God happier. I want to make God really happy. Come on, did you get that or not? Let's make God really, really happy. How will we do that? Receive. He's the great giver. It blesses him when we receive from him. But then as we receive, what do we do with what we receive? We turn around and we give. We receive and we give, and we give and we receive. That's the way we live.
Amen.
And there is no better life. But now skipping, he talks about murders, drunkenness, revelings. You don't get drunk in love. You don't envy somebody in love. You can't. You're not wanting to bless them. You don't want to give them anything. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit, who is the Spirit of God? Who is the Spirit of love? Is, and the number one fruit he mentions is love. Fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, does joy give you anything? Joy of the Lord, your strength. Peace, he goes on and on. Glory to God. All of this is giving. It's giving life. It's giving peace. It's giving rest. Giving. Somebody say giving.
Giving.
Now skip on down. All this flows into the sixth chapter. Let him that is taught in the word communicate with him that teaches in all good things. That word communicate, that's giving, that's sharing. Be not deceived, 6-7, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Can you see he's not just talking about offering time at church? This is all of the time. This is every day, every night, every area. And he goes on to talk about the two dimensions that we're sowing in. He that sows to his flesh. What is the nature of the flesh? Selfishness. The seed you don't want to sow is selfish seeds. Selfish seeds are seeds of taking. Seeds that hurt others and seeds that take from others. Because there'll come a harvest of that. And you will be hurt. You will reap hurt and you will reap being taken from. If you sow to the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap what? Life, and it never quits giving. It's everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. What does that mean? So put that with the rest. Don't get weary in sowing. Don't get weary in giving. Do not get messed up in your head and come say, well, I just give, give, give. That's all I do. I just give. And when somebody's going to give to me? Well, you're telling us you're not a giver. You're telling us you want your pay. And you want it now. But see, there's a whole mentality, worldly, ungodly mentality that is in the church. People sitting at the table. I'm not talking about you training your kids now. I'm talking about husbands and wives. He said, you know, pass me some bread, please. They pass it over and hold on to the plate. Go, is there something you want to say to me? Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're not a giver. See, there's folk in the church. If you don't call on them pretty regular, if you don't acknowledge them and tell people what they're doing, they'll quit. Because they're saying, well, you know, no, I'm just giving it to the church. No, you want your pay. You want to be acknowledged. You want to be seen. Right? You want your pay. Which means what? You're not a giver. You didn't give anything. You want something in return. You're giving it, but you're using it like currency. Well, that's an area. Can I talk about that, Lord? It's another area here. Husbands and wives. Intimacy. That's all I'll say. Maybe it's not all I'll say. You understand what I'm talking about? They use sex, they use these things as a tool. Try to, you know, manipulate, and you're not a giver. You're not a giver. Well, we're having fun now, aren't we? Well, if you'll do this, and I'll do that, and you know, you're not a giver. He said, if you sow to your flesh, will you have a harvest? Yeah, but you don't want to be there when it comes in. It'll be a harvest. Selfishness is a taker. Give me, give me, give me. I want mine and I want mine now. And you sow that, it's going to come back to you and people are going to take from you. But if you sow to the Spirit, you'll be glad when harvest time comes. Because it's life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing. Don't get tired of sowing. Every day, sow something good. Every day, sow something good. Sow love. Sow joy. Sow encouragement. Sow friendship. Sow loyalty. Sow good prayers. Good faith. Money and stuff. So. You're a giver? You're a giver? What do you want? People are saying. You go, nothing. Be happy. Enjoy it. You mean, what do you want me to do? Nothing. It's a gift. Nothing. And mean it. And don't bring it up. Don't bring it up in time to come. If something comes up and rubs you the wrong way. You mean after I did all this for you? Don't you dare. You mess up your seed. I said, you mess up your seed. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. Man, this is as strong as you can say it. In due season we shall reap. How many got your faith on a good harvest off of every good seed you have sown?
Yes.
Is it coming in?
Yes.
Said out loud, I shall reap. I shall reap.
I shall reap.
There's no way.
There's no way.
I'm not going to reap.
All my good seed.
I shall reap.
He
said, we shall reap. But here's the if. If you faint not, and I'm saying you already decided you're not going to quit.
That's right.
You're not going to give up. Now see, all this goes together. As we have therefore opportunity. In other words, therefore. As we have opportunity, all this being true, let us do what? Let us do good to all men. What does that mean? So, give.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Kingdom Principle, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402I. That's R1402I, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.